Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today as we get out of the way that you may have your way here this night and forevermore. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Have your way here tonight. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, for the anointing of the Spirit of God that's breaking yokes and bringing forth deliverance into people's lives here this night and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, we'd really like you to open up to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we read verse 6 through 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. And the word of God reads, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, let us be therefore content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word today. We want to talk about being content, living a godly life. Being content, living a godly life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, God have allowed us the privilege to lift up that name that's above every other name. And through the use of the internet, we are able to preach and teach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for being able to do this on a weekly basis. At the beginning of 2023, we believe in him that all through the year that he'll, and with God's will and Jesus' tarry, and that he will allow us to continue doing our assignment through the use of the internet. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, beloved, contentment is finding joy in what God has given to you. Contentment is a Christian grace that grows over time. When we look at the scriptures that I shared with you, we look at 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 and 7. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we are sure to take nothing out of it. Here, when we see that the Apostle Paul is talking to Timothy, and what happened was, is that false teaching was being done. And as we know, even now in 2023, in this world that we are living in, there's many false prophets that have gone and is still going throughout the land that is speaking in error concerning certain subjects in the body of Christ. And a lot of times they do this to get a quick fix, try to get money quickly out of those that are ignorant to what the word of God is saying. And we know that it takes money to live. We know that it takes finances in order to run businesses as well as ministries. But we got to be mindful of the fact on what God's word is saying. That's why it's so important for you to study. Show yourself approved unto God and workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We got to get into the word of God for ourselves and know the word for ourselves in these times and ages that we are living in. So here in Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says, let your conduct be without covetousness. In other words, don't be lusting after things that another man or another woman has in this world. Let us be content with what God has given us and provided for us. We know that every gift and every perfect gift come from the fathers of light, comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. We, as the Apostle Paul stated, we have to be content. Be content with our needs being met. Be content with having clothes on your body. Be content with having food on your table. Be content with what God has already provided for you. And be joyful about it. Hallelujah. Because if you stand for righteousness and you live a godly life that is right in God's eyesight, God will meet your needs. And eventually he will every now and then give you your wants. So here it says godliness with contentment is great gain. So in order to, first of all, qualify to be eligible for the blessings of the Lord to be present in your life, you have to be born again. You can't live just any kind of way and expect the blessings of the Lord to overshadow and overtake your life. No, we have to live according to God's standard that he has already established, which is different from the worldly standard. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is all intimate against the things of God. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, one of the greatest lessons that every man and woman of God needs to learn is how to be content. Yes, every child is built with desires, wantings, and needs. We, as well as babes in Christ, as well as babies in the natural, we need to learn about contentment. Contentment means it is the state of being happy and satisfied with what you have. People of God, like the Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. In verse 11, the B clause of the verse says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am in to be content. Verse 12, Philippians 4, verse 12 says, I have learned both how to be abased, and I have learned and know how to abound in every circumstance or situation. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Here, the Apostle Paul is given a testimony to Timothy and those at this particular time, where he was testifying that he learned how to walk in humility, and he learned how to be abased and how to abound in every situation. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, just like what the Apostle Paul did, we as believers in Christ, we must learn how to be grateful and to be content. Whether it is eating a hamburger or eating a steak, whether suffering for a little while, whether eating things that we would like a can of beans, with cornbread. There'll be times where we would want and we may not have. But God is still faithful. He'll still provide your need. He'll still provide for you what you need, not what you grieve for. Hallelujah. So, child of God, true contentment is an inward reality. Bible says here in Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, child of God, whatever is above our basic needs is a blessing. I'm going to say that again. God promised in Philippians 4:19 that, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So whatever is above our basic need, you know, like having a roof over your head, clothes on your body, shoes on your feet, food on your table. Whatever is above the basic need in life in 2023, in our life, it is considered a blessing to be enjoyed, but apparently not needed for our well-being. Sometimes we start mumbling and grumbling because we may want something that somebody else has, or we may want a better this or a better that. But God, in his grace, his mercy, his love for us, he will provide our need according to when the need arrives, if we have been faithful in doing what thus says the Lord. If we have been faithful in stretching out in faith, walking according to what he has asked us to do. Yes, we are to enjoy God's gifts. But by only by God's grace. We are to cultivate inwardly, because godliness with contentment is great gain. So believer of God, we should not let our lives be controlled by the things of this world. I'm going to say it again for those that just woke up. This should be an eye-opening for you. This should be a reality check. Believers of God, we should not let our lives be controlled by the things of this world. Being characterized by contentment, we ought to remember that we're not on our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. So if we belong to God like we say we do, and we are one of his child, God in all of his goodness, his grace, his love for us, as we abide in the vine, Jesus Christ, and we are the branches, as we abide in him, and our lives is content, God will make sure that each and every one of our needs, each and every need in our life, according to his will be done. But we must stay in faith. We can't be wishy-washy. We have to be steadfast, unmovable in the things of the Lord. So, beloved, when we devote ourselves to knowing and loving Jesus Christ and serving others, we will find contentment. You see, contentment, if we have a spirit of grief on us and we just keep lusting after things and after things that other folks have, then we become, the spirit of grief get upon us, and it can cause us to sin. Hallelujah. So we have to find that line of being content, of being satisfied with what God has blessed us with at this particular moment. Again, we are reminded in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Again, we have brought nothing in this world, and it is certain that we cannot carry nothing out. Have you ever been to a funeral where there was a U-Haul hooked behind a hearse going to the graveyard? I guess not. Because we were born naked, and naked we shall return. And having food and clothing on a daily basis, we should be content with these. Anything else above what the requirements of being content is a blessing that God seems fit to bless us with. So again, godliness with contentment is great gain. When we go a little bit further in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9 through 11, it says, But they that wants to be rich falls into temptation and into a snare, and to many foolishness and hurtful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. In other words, when we place it within our heart, then we want more of what the world offers, more of materialistic things, more of prestige. We get to the place where, because we want more, our focus get off the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith, and our focus goes to other places where we sort of started walking the straight line, but not distraction have drawn us to the left or to the right, have drawn us to a place where we want more. And in order to stay where God have you and wants you to be content at, we must repent and come back in right standing with him. We must align ourselves to where in a place to where the blessings of the Lord have overshadowed and have kept us. Because what will happen is, it says in the next verse, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So we as men and women of God, we as children of the Most High God that belongs to the family of God, we have to understand that money in itself is not evil. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And the reason why it says it's the root of all evil, because it causes, the more money you have, the more it can cause you to do ungodly deeds. It can cause you to want to lust after more and more and more. And here it says, while some covenant after, they have erred from the faith, In other words, their heart got filled with wants to accumulate more of the worldly materialistic wealth, materialistic things. You remember when the man that had a big crop, and he was rejoicing in the fact that the crop produced it a lot. He said within himself, not even consulting God, he said within himself, I'm going to build bigger barns, bigger, in order to consume more. But he had a reality check that very night when God told him, he said, our soul is required of thee this night. You see, when we don't put God in the equation, when we don't put God first in our lives, we don't know when our name's going to be called and our number going to be pulled. That's why we got to make sure that our own house is in order. And we have to guard our minds and our hearts. Because we don't, we're liable to sin. We're liable to fall into error from the faith. And that it will drive us to do things that we wouldn't want, that we wasn't doing before, which will cause sorrow to come in. Goes on a little bit further and says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, meekness. In order to do right, we got to live right. In order to be content living a godly life, we must follow God's standard of living. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us our path into truth. Bible says that in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we go down a little bit further, we'll see that in Hebrews 11:6, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who you say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we got to seek the Lord on a daily basis. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So we must seek him on a daily basis. Not just on Sunday morning or during meeting, midweek service. No, on a daily basis. We must set aside a time to where we can study the word of God for ourselves so that we can be built up in the faith, so that we won't be drawn by every word that is contrary to what the word of God is saying. We must know God's word for ourselves. Yes, the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit to make sure that they are of God. When the spirit is of God, it will speak in line with what the word of God is saying. When it's not of God, it is that other spirit that is running rapid through the land. That other spirit that desire to cause you to go astray. That other spirit that desire to cause you to be in error. Sometimes we get an error because we are hooked by personality of who is speaking the word of God. We have to make sure that the Bible says for us to trust in the Lord, not man. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are talking about being content, living a godly life in 2023. So child of God, craving, it leads me to
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord. Yes, God wants us to live a life for real for him each and every day of our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is so important in 2023, amen, to live a godly life with being content, living a godly life. Because every time we look around in the world that we are living in, the world is steady decaying on a daily basis. The world is getting more corrupt than ever before. So we as godly people of God, we have to be the example. We have to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So again tonight, we're talking about being content, living a godly life. We just hope and pray for all those that are listening in, those that will be listening in a later date. Amen. We just want to touch and agree with you from the beginning of the year and during this teaching time that God have allowed us to do, that we want to touch and agree with you, whatever you are believing God for. And if it's according to his will for your life, in his time, he will meet that need. So don't be discouraged. Keep on believing. Keep on pressing. Keep on hanging in there, moving forward in the things of God. And God, if God said it, he'll bring it to pass during his time, according to his time for you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So again, tonight we're talking about being content, living a godly life in 2023. So child of God, craving leads you to do extreme things. Yes, beloved, if you crave the world and the things of the world, you'll never be satisfied. Child of God, godliness, what it does, it reflects God's character in your life. You should live a life dependent upon God and him alone, and in being satisfied with what he has provided. I'm going to say that again. This is something you should write down and you should meditate on. As a child of God, godliness reflects God's character in your life. You should live in dependency upon God and in being satisfied with what he provides. Beloved, remain faithful, even though tough times are here. Even though you may not have what you desire to have, still be faithful. Because remember, God is faithful. He's faithful, the one that promised, which is God Almighty. The God that sits high and look low, that knows all by name the very hairs on our head. So beloved, always deal kindly and patiently with others at all times. Here we are, when we look in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 through 19, it commands them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain temporary riches But in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give willingly, to share, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look around and we see even the wicked prospering, it doesn't mean that they always will be there. God, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But he knows how to get hold of even the most prosperous and rich person there is. God knows how to deal with them when it comes to money or material things that they have accumulated. God will give them the same chance as you and I, as born-again believers, have. But it's up to them to make the choice, either to accept the gift of eternal life or to reject it. Everyone will have an opportunity. If Jesus tarry, to accept or reject the gift of salvation. Yes, beloved, don't place your hope in materialistic wealth. Place your hope in God. Because our hope in God, that is true riches. Do what is good. Share and give. Be generous if you are capable to do so. Believers of Christ, thankfulness is first of all a matter of obedience. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So child of God, rest in God's provision. Believers of Christ, if you truly know God, you know that he is unfolding his agenda and purpose in your life. God has sovereignly determined every part of his plan for you as his child, so that you will be able to benefit and he will be glorified in your life. So you should not be surprised or ungrateful when you experience trials and tribulations, because you know that God sees perfectly the end result. Godliness with contentment is great. It's great gain. So beloved, godliness and contentment are pleasing to God. So he will favor the godly and contented one. Yes, believers of Christ, understand this, that God is the source of all blessings. Child of God, in order to access the blessings that God promised, you must understand and acknowledge that he is not just the blesser, he is the blessing. Because of this, we are reminded that James let us know in James 1, verse 17. It says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Beloved, God does not just wait for you to seek blessings from him. God has a blessing plan already prepared for you. Child of God, reclaiming lost blessings in your life is your charge. God will not do it for you. It's a choice that you must make as a child of his on a daily basis, even now in 2023. Yes, God is always ready to bless us as believers of Christ. While we want to enjoy blessings as Christians, we must choose to tap into the already available blessings that God has in store for us. You see, God has given us a blank check already, but God will not fill it out for you. You have to do it yourself. You see, you need faith in order to reclaim your blessing. Remember what I said, that now faith is, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, and them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, faith allows you to approach God's throne with boldness so that you can make room, so that you can make your request knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can say or think, according to the power that worketh within us, according to Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can say or think, according to the power that works within us. So giving thanks to God presents you with limitless access to God's presence. I'm going to say that again. Giving thanks to God presents you with limitless access to God's presence. It also helps you to see that God have done so much for you that you have not been mindful for. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, being content, living a godly life as a child of God, again, it reflects, godliness reflects God's character in your life. And you should live in dependency upon God. And in being content with what you already have. God is good and worthy to be praised. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God will favor the godly and the content ones. Oh, yes, he will. Child of God, godliness and contentment makes man, women, boy, and girl confident, happy, and at peace in any and all situations or circumstances. Yes, beloved, a question may be asked about what godliness is all about. Godliness involves sorrow and repentance. It is consistent with sobriety and righteousness, and is the opposite of worldliness. And it is also spiritually minded. It is about seeking God's kingdom and righteousness over all other things of life. Remember I said that Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all of these things shall be added unto you. Yes, God will favor the godly and the content ones. We are reminded in again in 1 Timothy 6:6-7. But godliness and contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. A question also may be asked, what is contentment? Beloved, contentment is a choice and learned behavior in a believer's of Christ's life. Contentment, it is making a choice and learned behavior in a believer of Christ's life. Contentment refers to happiness, peace, pleasure, and satisfaction with what you already have. Godliness includes contentment, but they do not exist separately. So we must prove in life our priority by the scriptures. Here the word says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, set your affection, your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Again, God will favor the godly and the content. The ones that are content living a godly life. So beloved, no matter who you are, no matter what gifts and ability you have, no matter what your background is, it all really comes down to trusting God in your own heart. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Beloved, God is looking for those who will trust him. His eyes go to and fro, looking for those whose heart is loyal towards him. So beloved, believer of Christ, God promised to give you peace and contentment if you trust in him. Bible says here in the book of Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto him, unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, godliness with contentment is great gain. God will favor those. He will favor the godly ones, the ones who's living a godly life and being content about it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, godly contentment will bring peace and a deep sense of comfort to our soul. See, the word of God says in the book in Psalms 107, verse 9, for he satisfies the loving soul, and he fills the hungry soul with godliness. So, child of God, understand your identity in Christ. knowing that Christ alone satisfies your soul and have empowered you to overcome obstacles that prevents you from finding godly contentment. To believe of Christ, if your focus is on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, and on doing what God has called you to do for his kingdom, which includes growing in personal holiness, then you can be content with what he has provided. You can be content because your need is already met. You can be content because there is peace in your heart, where people around you in the world are running to and fro to try to find peace. They are paying money to try to find peace in a people, peace in things, material things, materialistic things, peace in drugs and alcohol, peace in, hallelujah, in other means of having, trying to find peace in things that really there is no peace in. So child of God, the God of the universe promised to supply our each and every need. He said needs, not our griefs. See, God will favor the contented, contently, and the godly ones. You see, godliness without contentment, with contentment is great gain. So child of God, contentment is a Christian grace that grows over time. It doesn't come quickly, easily, or naturally. One of the benefits of godliness with contentment is that it will help you avoid being covetous of other people's things. It will help you to avoid from being lustful of other people's things, such as money, spouse, riches, and so on. Beloved, being a lustful person, it means that you are a covetous person. It means that you lust and desire to have what others have, of which you do not have. In the times and the season that we are living in 2023, we are living in an age, in a time, where people are no longer satisfied and content with what they have. And so they want to have more, more, and more, so that they can show off to their neighbors, friends, families, claiming that they are richer or better than they really are. See, all of this is due to the lack of godly contentment in many people's lives. In the book of Luke 12, verse 15, it says, Jesus says here, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. In addition to helping you to avoid covetousness, godly contentment, it also helps you to be content with the little that you have already. Behold, the reason why people who are content in 2023 with the little is because they have the right source of contentment which is found in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Child of God, godliness attracts God's blessing. You will enjoy God's blessing and his presence in your life if you embrace godliness in your life, which will be accompanied by godly contentment that only Jesus Christ can give to his followers, which satisfies the deepest desire of your soul. Believer of Christ, contentment is not dependent on your outward circumstance or situation. It is dependent on your attitude and your will and your will. Contentment is something that you must choose on your own. God has placed his people to a life marked by, God has called his people to a life marked by contentment. Contentment comes from having the priority of godliness and the perception of the eternal and not the temporary. So child of God, sacrifice, it awakens the spirit of contentment, blessings in your life. So beloved, whenever one makes a sacrifice towards God's work, it surely attracts the attention of God, who appreciate the good work with a blessing even more than the measure of the sacrifice. Well, God bless you and God keep you here tonight. Again, we are thankful and grateful for the teaching about being content, living a godly life. God bless you, God keep you, is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We appreciate your support. We thank you for your attendance tonight. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Additional correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Know that God loves you, and so do we. We're praying for you. God bless.